The pheasant is not only important in South Dakota for its cultural value, but also for what it contributes to the economy. In 2015, more than 150,000 hunters harvested more than 1.2 million pheasants in South Dakota. Nearly 85,000 of those hunters came from out of state. They poured millions of dollars into local economies. South Dakota isn't a pheasant destination by accident. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jennifer Jones has more on what it takes to keep the state's pheasant habitat strong.
Pheasant experts say that habitat always starts with grass. Brian Pauly is a biologist with the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Department. He says there won't be pheasants in the fall if their nests don't survive the spring. Some grassy areas are better than others. Take, for example, this 12-acre patch of land just outside of Huron. Some of the grasses here will grow 6 feet tall, which Pauly says is great cover for pheasants. Wildflowers will bloom throughout the summer, punctuating the vibrant green with patches of white, yellow, pink, and purple. Pauly says this grassland restoration project contains 30 to 40 different species of native plants.
It's an ever-changing environment as different species start to bloom and different species of grass start to grow.
That diversity is important because it helps ensure a steady diet of insects as pheasant chicks grow. Pauly says people in his office can help provide technical guidance and support for projects like this. There's a variety of programs landowners can access to help put or keep grassland on the ground. Another example near Huron, state funds paid for part of the fencing materials around a portion of land in exchange for an agreement from the landowner to not grow crops there for 10 years. The farmer is still allowed to use it for grazing and haying. Pauly says the idea is to farm the best and leave the rest.
Almost every producer has some acres on their property that don't produce as well as the others. But those are often the acres that perform best for growing grass. And so it can be a real symbiotic relationship between conservation and farming practices. It doesn't have to be just a one or the other type of scenario.
Day County farmer Jamie Reitz is putting that idea into practice. He's got food plots and a pollinator habitat. He also has land in the Conservation Reserve Program. When enrolled in CRP, farmers take land out of production and plant species to improve the environment in exchange for a rental payment from the federal government. Reitz says he loves wildlife and wants his sons to experience the benefits that come with ample habitat. But he says it's work, and farming is a business. He says sometimes high commodity prices drive farmers to put land into production rather than leave it in CRP.
At the time of the high corn especially, so many of these CRP acres, that which is the poor ground, got taken out and put into production, which probably never should have happened, but I don't blame people for doing it. They saw the big dollars of the $7, $8 corn, and now we're back in check with the $3 corn that I think a lot of this poor ground is going to go back into a CRP program or some type of program.
Reitz says when commodity prices are lower, it makes sense economically to put the poorer ground into CRP because it carries more income in the long run.
It has to be common sense, the price has to be right, and there can't be too much red tape or too many stipulations on these programs.
Ben Lardy is a biologist with Pheasants Forever in partnership with the Natural Resources Conservation Service and the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Department. Part of his job is to help educate farmers about conservation options. He says while some programs don't have a financial benefit, there are several that help the bottom line as well. He says he understands the need for balancing land use.
Anything we can do, whether it's an acre or 100 acres, is still going to be beneficial. But, you know, CRP for pheasants is kind of king for habitat there. But down the road is, you know, we have to feed the world. I mean, we have an increasing demand and production. They're not making any more land. We got to get creative with how we can target our strategies, our habitat strategies, and try to maybe shift it towards more of a working land system. But there's no question, there's still going to be room for CRP, for idle lands. It's finding those right spots that maybe aren't ideal to farm.
Lardy says there's currently a high interest among farmers to put acres in CRP. Travis Runya is the senior upland game bird biologist with the Game Fish and Parks Department. He says CRP grassland is the most important pheasant habitat.
Back in 2007, we had about 1.5 million acres on the ground. Right now, we have about 950,000 acres. And our pheasant population has declined over the last 5 years as some of these CRP acres have declined.
He says there are limited acres allowed to enroll in the program and a ranking system that gives priority to other states. This is hindering the presence of CRP land in South Dakota.
If this trend continues, we're going to see CRP acreage decline by probably another 150,000 acres here over the next 2 to 3 years, which is extremely alarming and very much concerning for the future of pheasants in South Dakota.
Experts say there are two main reasons why all of this matters. First, the pheasant is the state bird and an icon of South Dakota. And second, pheasants bring the state money. Game Fish and Park statistics show pheasant hunters spent over $170 million in the state in 2015. More than $140 million came from out-of-state hunters. Biologist Brian Pauly says that's a good reason for all South Dakotans to care about pheasant habitat.
A lot of that money is going to some of our smaller communities that really rely on that as a major boost to their local economies. And so, not only are we talking about a significant amount of money economically, but it's a significant amount of money for these communities as a whole.
Experts add there's at least one other reason to care about pheasant habitat in South Dakota. What's good for the state bird is also often good for other animals like butterflies, bees, and deer. They say good habitat can positively impact water quality and soil health as well. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones.